Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi everyone, SaneMane here. This video is brought to you by a donation from G-Man, and here's what he has to say. Hi SaneMane, I just returned from a vacation to Canada. I live in the southern United States and was trying to escape the heat. I visited Quebec City, Montreal, and Ottawa, and enjoyed the sights and somewhat cooler weather. But the women were another story. When interacting with the locals, I noticed that I was completely invisible to the opposite sex. When I tried to make eye contact or share a smile with a female passerby, I was either ignored or they distanced themselves from me as if they were scared. I'm no Chad, but I think I'm reasonably attractive, and usually get positive responses in other countries. I can see why monk mode is the way to go in Canada. When observing the local culture, I now see why you refer to it as a soy-sidey. I saw rainbow flags on every street corner, posters shaming homophobes in the metro stations, and plenty of beta males eating vegan with their alpha girlfriends. The pinnacle was the Civilization Museum in Quebec City, where a quarter of the museum is dedicated to explaining how everyone is LGBTQ to some degree. It's always been that way through human history, it seems, and how awesome and natural that is. They even go as far as to show how this behavior evolved from other animal species such as reptiles. The kids at the museum seem to be really enjoying learning about these facts with their woke parents. I really did enjoy the poutine and beers though, hey, unquote. Well, G-Man, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I share your observations about Canada, but it's worse than you think. You didn't even get a chance to visit the two worst places, Toronto and Vancouver. Years ago, the pickup artist Roosh V mentioned that his pickup strategies didn't work in Toronto, and that it was the worst place to meet women in the world. But Roosh did like Montreal, and going to Montreal as a guy from Toronto in my 20s, the girls were a lot friendlier, and it was fun. So G-Man, if you find Montreal girls cold compared to the American ones, then that should give you a hint as to how bad Toronto is. It used to be that Canadian women were skinnier than American women too. I would go on vacation with my family each year down to Longboat Key in Florida, and there were land whales literally crawling out of the water onto the beach. Or you'd see them at the local malls around Sarasota and Tampa. Today the women in Canada are just as large, yet they have that terrible cold attitude. As a teenager, Toronto girls would just ignore me, but when I went down to Sarasota and went to a club a few times, the girls were grinding into my groin on the dance floor, making my schwing schwang shoot up. There was also a wet bikini contest too, and I thought I was in an episode of Girls Gone Wild around 1999 or 2000. I also used to point out to friends that the girls in the States were less stressful, and people would just say that I'm saying that because I'm going on vacation. Then they'd go down and notice the same thing. I rarely felt anxiety around American women, until around 2016 and 17, when I did some road trips to blue states and noticed how women in Michigan and Massachusetts were giving me the same vibes I got from Canadian women. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SaneMan for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Anyways, now back to Canadian women are the way they are because of the crazy cold Canadian winters Clown World show. I've discussed this topic with people before, and we came up with a theory that it has something to do with old English snootiness, because Canada was once part of the British Empire, which was the largest one in the world at one time. It's kind of hard not to be full of yourself when it's like that. That's something I never noticed about American women that I interacted with as a teenager. They were laid back and also way more promiscuous. Living in a cold place with regards to weather and the cooch, I believe, was a blessing in disguise. The girls being less promiscuous in Canada compared to what I experienced in the States meant that they didn't have tons of casual relationships and sex. Today's not-so-mystery link is Rouge V dressed up to look like an Orthodox Christian monk or priest, telling guys that the worst thing he could have done in his life was to become a pickup artist and sleep with as many women as he could. Is he now performing what I'd like to call the grift of God? Or is he being genuine? You be the judge. But he does speak the truth when he says that having tons of sex with many different women did mess him up, so that he couldn't bond in a relationship ever again. The fact that here you have a former pickup roach saying that should be a wake-up call to everyone. Having a long-term relationship where you love one woman instead of rapidly sleeping through many of them is very fulfilling. Or was for me before I took the red pill, so long as I still believed that they loved me for who I was instead of what I looked like. I think the Canadian girls are just as promiscuous as American ones. It's just that they don't show it out in public. It could also be part of this reserved attitude that Canadian women have towards men, which is about destroying our self-esteem and making us tone ourselves down. As you mentioned, G-Man, the women are the alphas here, and the men are the betas. I would notice when I visited the States that a couple would be at a Florida or Pennsylvania mall, and the mother would be pushing the baby carriage, and the man would be by her side. It looked like pseudo-equality. But then a few days later, I was at a Canadian mall, and many times the men were pushing the baby carriage around, and the women were 5 or 6 feet behind him yapping on their phones. I saw more than 50% of Canadian couples doing that compared to American ones, where I don't recall seeing that at all. You could visibly see the Canadian women didn't respect the men here and were treating them like betas. I never put up with that in relationships, yet even when the Canadian women I was with didn't treat me like that, they internalized those emotions, and they would come out a lot later. I got the feeling that they somehow think that they're superior to their male counterparts. As for gay pride being pushed around on Canadian kids, they're now getting kids to make gay pride arts and crafts, and then stick them on the windows of schools the way they used to make Christmas and Halloween decorations. We should move Gay Pride Month to July when kids aren't in school anymore, so that children can't be recruited by fudge packers and their parades. I haven't seen how much the Pride agenda is being pushed in the States, but this year was the first year I've seen government buildings putting up rainbow flags in places like libraries and other government buildings. I have no idea if the same thing is happening in the United States. This year you could definitely see things ramping up in Canada when it comes to the alphabet people stuff. Will it be even more next year, or people eventually push back? It's hard to say until the normies start pushing back, and as you mentioned, G-Man, people took their kids out to celebrate the rainbow worldview in Canada. Another thing that I've noticed with Canadian women that is similar to some of the worst behaved woke women I've run into in America is that they punish men that are confident and outspoken, men that are assertive and dominant, and reward the men that are passive with attention. But that's just usually friend zone simp attention. There's a good chance the women drank the woke Kool-Aid in canon are ignoring you up here because the men that they really want ignore them. It could be playing the whole female chameleon thing. I'm not sure if that's the way it is in America, but in Canada, my experience is that women that are interested will just be in your proximity and try to be friendly. But that has to typically happen at school or work. It's rare to see women do that out in public to strangers. At least that's been my experience my entire life. It's not like in America where women start grinding into the groin of a strange man, as I experienced. Things are getting worse here. I filmed a few weddings this summer. My favorite wedding memory recently was during a bouquet toss, when the bride called all the single ladies up. All I could see was a sea of tattoo-covered overweight land whales, and it was out of the country, and if the tattoo craze is there, then it's everywhere. A friend of mine dates on Bumble and Tinder and says that 80% of women have tattoos now, and he doesn't want one with them. That's been my experience looking for women on Tinder as well. So that shrinks his prospects quite a bit. A lot of the women at that wedding were comparing their tattoos at one point and pulling out their phones, showing each other what tacky designs that they were getting next. They showed me a picture of their favorite tattoo artist and said he was amazing. From the picture of the guy, he looked like he didn't even have any tattoos. I pointed this out and they said he must have at least a few. But of course they didn't see them. To get a sleeve done, one of them mentioned, it would cost around $3,000 over a dozen or more sessions. So it's big business these days in Canada. Plus, the fatter they get, the more meat there is to cover. So the tattoo artist gets even more cash and prizes. I've run into women in America that are like Canadian women, but they're mostly in the blue states. It sometimes makes me think that the mind virus spread from Canada to America because we always seem to be more socialist than America. I also notice female behavior like that in Canada first, and only many years later in America and generally in regions that are close to the border. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to G-Man for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that no one wanted to smash G-Man when he came to Montreal. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45. And it won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that look like rhinos covered in tattoos away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.